Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
Hey everybody, it's that time of week again where myself, J. Stu, and K. Stu are here at the mighty Sketchbook Comics talking to our good friend Jeff.
How's it going?
Good, how are you, man?
Good.
Gotta say, I was a little excited when I walked in today and you were playing the old WKRP in Cincinnati episodes.
Oh yeah.
I love that show, man.
Yeah, I love it.
Kath was making fun of me because I used to want to be Johnny Fever when I was growing up.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Nice, nice. So, got a couple... the big thing I want to talk to you about, because we didn't see you last time, you're a huge Nightwing fan.
I am.
What were your thoughts on Forever Evil 6?
I'm waiting for Forever Evil 7. They left too many little hints and stuff for me to be overly concerned about 6.
Okay.
Yeah. All the stuff Luther said. And the fact that Luther is on the Justice League come the end of Forever Evil, and Batman is too, I don't see that working if, you know, the outcome of 6 stands.
Hell of a cliffhanger, though.
Yeah, yeah. I was good with that. I love the whole who was under the hood stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I kind of thought it was going to be him, but I had no idea.
I knew it was,
Yeah.
I knew it was him. That second part I didn't see coming. Although when you look back on it, and Geoff Johns is a big fan of that character, so it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So, but no, I never saw that coming.
Okay. Yeah, issue 7 should be interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. And in movie news, what are your thoughts on, I guess, Captain America 3 is coming out the same day as Superman Batman?
For now, it's one of those things where I kind of wait and see what they end up shifting around. It's easy for them to see if Warner Brothers will flinch at all, or you know, whoever it is that has Batman and Superman. I don't think they will. Uh-huh. I don't think Captain America would fare well against Superman Batman.
Yeah, as much as we've been making fun of that movie, like everyone wants to see Superman and Batman fight.
Yeah, I don't. As much as I love the first Captain America movie, and I think that second one's trailer looks phenomenal, I'm really looking forward to it. I don't think 3 would fare well against Batman, Superman at all.
Probably not.
Fact is, those are the icons when it comes to superheroes, are Batman and Superman. I don't think Cap holds up to that.
No.
Even if it's a third movie. I think that would probably hurt it significantly. People would be going, well, I've already seen 2 Captain Americas. I'll go see Superman, Batman, and I'll see Captain America 3 whenever.
Yeah, something's got to give by that. It's 2 years away.
Exactly. I think they'll end up moving stuff around.
Cool. And speaking of Cap 2, I guess they announced this week Joss Whedon came back to film the end credits scene for it.
One of them.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, I think that's cool. The one that ties into the actual Avengers. So.
Yeah, it's going to lead right into Avengers 2, I guess.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That was neat.
I'm trying to be so good by not reading up on that end credits scene, too. I blew it in Iron Man 2.
Oh, really?
Someone sent me the link of Thor's hammer in the ground. Like, I'm not going to watch it, and I did.
Yeah, no, I'll watch the trailers early on, and if I find one that I really dig, I tend to stay away from it from that point on. It's like, okay, I don't want anything ruined. I've heard things that there's been newer trailers for Cap 2 that
had
some spoilers and stuff in them, or possibly reveal stuff. I was like, I'm not watching those. If it does reveal something, I don't want to know. If it's just a red herring, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I tend to steer away from it after that. If I'm excited about it, I leave it alone.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a good attitude, actually, because I used to be all about the spoilers, and now I just want to get spoiler-free as much as I can.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of hard in this day and age.
It's brutal in this day and age. Between people posting stuff on Facebook and, you know, all of the comic book news pages.
Yeah.
They pop up on Facebook, and they're everywhere. So, yeah, it's tough.
I know there's one called comicstofilm.com, which is terrible for spoilers.
Yeah, they are.
There was an episode of Walking Dead, like an hour after it. They write on the main page a photo of the spoiler on that episode.
Nice.
What'd you think?
Not everybody watches things right away.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's a good attitude. What did you think of the reveal of the full Flash costume?
I think it looks good.
Very much so.
I liked it. I'm like, I was a little worried they'd make it, it'd be too busy. They'd put too much of the yellow lining on it. And the piping on it, and I thought they kept that in moderation. I think it looks good.
Yeah,
I like it.
It looks
real life, and you know, I'm excited. It'll be cool to see it in actual motion and see how it holds up then, but for the most part, I think it looks good.
Yeah, I thought so. before we came here today, I was on another comic book website who didn't like it. They were comparing it to the 1970s Captain America costume.
Oh, no way.
No way, exactly.
No, that's not even close. And I loved that Captain America at the time. It was the only Captain America, yeah. So I was very happy with that.
Motorcycle helmet for a mask.
Yeah. The clear see-through shield.
Oh, I just watched that recently, too. Yeah. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Reb Brown.
Where are you now, sir? Let's get into comics, actually.
Sure.
What have you been reading lately that you love?
Probably one of my favorite things that I found recently is Royals, Masters of War from Vertigo. It's World War II, except all the royal families have superpowers.
That sounds decent.
It's fantastic. I'll be honest, it's one of those surprise ones. It got here, and I was looking at it going, I don't even remember ordering this or what this is about. Then I read it, I was blown away by issue one. And issue two was even better as it gets into dealing with Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow.
It's so good.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Six issues, something like that. It's a limited series, though, but okay. It's just fantastic.
What company's putting that one out?
Vertigo.
Vertigo, okay.
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah, that's kind of been the overwhelming one for me. Oh, I really liked Avengers Undercover.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
the follow-up to Avengers Arena. I thought it was cool. I thought the first issue really dealt well with what the kids have had to deal with since Arcade released all the footage on the internet.
Right.
And kind of, you know, didn't just push them right into being part of the Brotherhood of Evil, or not the Brotherhood of Evil, Masters of Evil. And, I like the fact that they didn't gloss over that and just push them right into an undercover role. Okay. And I think it'll be interesting to see who ends up being the bad guy.
Cool. I'll have to check that one out.
It was good. I liked it a lot.
Cool. Let's see. I caught up quite a bit this week. I read the last two issues of Justice League.
I really liked that Metal Man issue.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah. It really reminded me of old school comic books. And I think Joel said the same thing to me, is it was just good time, superhero fun. No, not really grim or gritty or nothing. It was just a good time.
I want to see them come back now.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to them using them more.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I read the first four parts of the Trial of Jean Grey. Following that at all?
I started to a little bit. The first two parts were the same thing, just from two different points of view.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh. So I haven't kept up with it. But most of my customers who have been reading it are really digging it. So
yeah.
It must be good. I'll read it at some point, but I haven't yet.
Cool. And Harley Quinn was a real fun read so far.
Oh, yeah. That book is just, they've got a feel for that character that is bang on.
Yeah.
Like, I really wondered what they were going to do with her, especially since they've broken her away from the Joker so emphatically, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. Like, it really seems to be done, the whole Mr. J stuff, so. Which, honestly, I'm okay with. I'm not a big Harley Quinn fan, but that
book neither.
Was great. I really like the feel that book has.
I bought it for Kath, and she hasn't read it yet, and I know she's going to love it as soon as she does.
She needs to read it soon.
Okay.
All right, so as a preview for this week, what's coming out? What are you looking forward to? What can you recommend?
Superman Unchained number 6 comes out this week. I'm digging that story, so I'm looking forward to it. Buffy season 10 starts this week.
Oh, cool.
I'll probably check it out, even though I have no idea what happened in season 9. Daredevil 1 comes out. Probably one of the books that I have the biggest problem with from the all-new Marvel now. Because this book never needed to be canceled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why it's already rebooting. It was like issue 32, I guess?
Same creative team.
Yeah.
Everything's the same, except they've moved Daredevil to San Francisco.
But yeah, and it's gone up by a dollar.
Yes, and they increased the price.
I enjoyed how it ended, though. It made me want to read more, but I'm thinking maybe I'll just wait for a trade.
Yeah, it was an interesting move on their part. There's a couple of them that they did that with, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Wolverine,
yeah.
Oh, and they same just, stories continuing when you really get down to it.
Yeah, and they just announced the big 3 months to die story, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't read the write-up on it yet, but...
So he can die now? I haven't really
read
it.
He has no healing factor right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll fix that soon.
Oh, probably. I'm sure they won't keep him dead.
And then another one that I'm not looking forward to, because I'm just not a fan of theirs, but... people seem to be big into it, is Rush's Clockwork Angels is coming out this
week. About that, yeah.
Yeah, based off of the album that they have with the same name, I guess.
Yeah.
Neil Peart came up with the story. And
all right.
Kevin Anderson, I believe it is, who wrote some Star Wars novels back in the
day.
I think he's the one who's writing the novel for it and the comic book,
okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Cool.
Yeah, for Rush fans.
For Rush fans, yeah. I guess there's a new Ghost Rider coming out as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's weird in the preview.
I don't remember if it's this week or not. I don't remember seeing it on the shipping list, but it might very well be. But I think it's a cool concept. I like it a lot. Johnny Blaze is still out there for all the diehard Ghost Rider fans who want him on a motorcycle.
Right.
I love the idea of him being in a car.
That sounds awesome.
I thought I came up with that idea like 10 years ago. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if he drove in a car at one point? I just figured it would never happen.
Uh-huh.
And now it has. I think it's great.
That
I'm really looking
fantastic.
Forward to checking it out.
Cool. Yeah, I had the same stuff written down here, the Rush one, and there's a new Harley Quinn this week.
Yeah, always good.
Always good. Cool. Well, we'll be back in next week to look at new comics.
Sounds good.
And maybe you'll have WKRP on again.
Joel won't.
Joel won't.
But I might.
Nice. Well, thanks for talking to us as usual, Jeff.
Anytime.
And definitely get down here and check out Sketchbook Comics. It's one of the coolest shops of all time.
I'd like to think so.
I'll keep saying that every week, too.
I appreciate it.
All right, no problem, Jeff. Thanks a lot, man.
Bye.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.